Hey, guys.
Hi, George.
Where's Dan?
Last I saw Dan, he was out in the hall pitching pennies with that chew-shot kid.
Pay up!
Hey, it was a leaner.
Get real, Fieldy. You were the one who said double or nothing.
You know, if I had a piece of piano wire, I could
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Well, we're just fine, Your Honor. How are you? Well, run along, little boy.
You owe me for 5 shines.
Go suck a shoe tree.
Hi, everybody.
Hey,
how's America's favorite married couple, huh?
Oh, poor, very poor.
We had a very big day today. We went returning.
Returning?
Yes, returning. It's much more fun than shopping. We returned the home fitness center, the hot tub, and the home organ. It's like having a symphony in your living room. Tomorrow, we return the big stuff.
The big stuff?
Yeah, it's in a garage on 33rd and Lexington.
Buick?
Sailboat. See, Quan Lee now understands we can't afford to keep acquiring things on impulse, right, Quan Lee?
Right, Mac.
The deal is that she gets to keep one thing if she agrees to return everything else.
Well, that sounds prudent.
So what purchase have you decided to keep?
The restaurant.
It was on sale.
What most people say. Well, you know, there are so many things that I want to show you, I barely know where to begin.
Try the fire exits.
Try the fire exits. I love it.
But seriously, folks, I got to get up there and get some contracts so don't anybody get too comfy.
Matt, did you actually buy this place?
Well, I just put down a deposit. The rest depends on my grandfather.
Your grandfather? The grandfather?
Your grandfather's gonna put up more of the money?
Well, if he likes what he sees. We plan to redecorate the place ourselves. The kitchen equipment all works. Practically no overhead.
There's practically no ceiling.
Are we talking about the grandfather who owns the most profitable import-export business in New York, that grandfather?
The other one's dead, Dan.
Hey, well, who has a complete set?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Quanny,
what the hell? I thought you had some errands to run, Quan Lee.
I did them all. Well, gang, what do you think of the place?
Well, it's very homey. It has a real lived-in look.
So did Anne Frank's attic.
Gramps is here!
Quan Lee, here. Take some money and go spend it on some trash. Go on now.
But Grandpa is here.
No. He'll understand. Come on.
He's down here, I swear.
It's too late.
That's my boy.
Hey, Grandpa. How you doing?
Hey, you look great. Why shouldn't I? I'm a Robinson, aren't I?
That's it.
There, there, Mr. Robinson. I'm tall, scrawny, rather pale. You must be Judge Stone.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, sir. It is a pleasure to share your airspace. I'm going to have that bronze now.
Feeling, right?
Yes, sir.
I apologize, son. I thought you made him up.
This is Christine Sullivan.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Florence Kleiner.
How are you?
That's Bull Shannon.
Sir?
Now I'd like to take you to the back room, sir.
Hi, Grandpa.
The cook? Well, sort of. Howie, take my grandfather on a tour of the premises.
My pleasure.
Matt, does your grandfather know about Quan Lee?
Well, yes and no. Mostly no.
He doesn't know you're married?
Oh, you make it sound so extreme.
Mark, how could you?
Well, it's complicated.
What is complicated? I am so proud to tell everyone you are my husband. And you cannot tell your own grandfather I am your wife?
It slipped my mind. I lost his phone number. I'm scum and I deserve to die.
That's the one.
Real plaster! I mean, you just don't see this kind of thing anymore.
$35,000 is our best offer.
Grandpa, there's something I want to tell you.
Mac, don't worry. I'll take care of this.
No, sir, I don't think you understand. You see, we already have an agreement for $80,000.
$30,000?
No, you don't understand. I go down, you go up. He does not know how to do this. $70,000.
$25,000.
$60,000.
$20,000.
Sold.
You are my God.
Grandpa.
Matt, please don't mention it. How about 10% down?
Quan Lee is my wife.
I beg your pardon?
Quan Lee is my wife.
You keep that much in checking?
Very pleased to meet you, Grandpa.
Six figures. The man keeps six figures in checking. The things I could buy you.
Excuse me, sir. Is that your normal signature? Claire?
Why was this marriage kept secret?
Claire may not be legal.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Because you know deep down that it is a disgrace to your family.
Juan Lee is my family.
And you are no longer my family.
It's torn. It says Claire and it's torn.
Grandpa! Wait a minute. You don't think this has anything to do with Quan Lee being Asian, do you?
Honey, you just came this close to consciousness.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I let my emotions get away from me. It'll never happen again. Sorry.
No, forget it, Mac. It's nothing. It was just the only memento from college I ever kept.
I know my grandfather. I'll never see him again.
Now, Mac, you know that when he's had a chance to think things through, he's gonna come around.
We're talking about the man who once waited 3 days for me to finish my Brussels sprouts. He and a former partner got in a minor argument in 1940, and they didn't speak to each other for 30 years.
Mac, you've always told me that your grandfather is an admirable man. So when he realizes that what he's done is hasty and wrong...
You don't understand, Harry. He's my grandfather. And my grandfather is always right. That man could tell me why the sky was blue. He knew everything. When I was a boy, I would come to him when my world would fall apart, and he would tell me a story and tickle me, and it would all come back together. You know what kind of people those are, Harry?
Yeah, I think I do.
Oh, they are your heart and your soul. And now...
Hey, Mac, this wasn't your fault.
But does it matter? He's gone. If I could just take a walk around the block before we get started up again, I'll...
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, Harry.
Hey, Mac! Got a great idea. What say, instead of lunch, you and me grab some fresh air by taking a ride on the Staten Island Ferry? We'll shake out Mr. Bad Feeling and shake in Mr. Good.
Your cuffs are in the top left drawer.
Oh, poor guy. Bull told me how close they were. I wish there was something we could do.
Maybe there is something, Miss Sullivan.
Have you got an idea, sir?
Yes. Either that or I'm having a mild stroke.
Well, good luck, sir.
Mr. Bad Feeling?
You were on the pep squad, weren't you?
And so I think Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes put it best when he said, certainty, generally, is an illusion, and repose is not the destiny of man.
I took a donut, I'm sorry.
Your Honor?
Okay. Guilty as charged, suspended sentence. We'll take a 15-minute recess, but I don't want anyone to leave the room. Bye.
You've just been disoriented by the best.
Mr. Robinson, how the heck are you tonight?
You issued a bench warrant for my arrest.
So I did. Hey, real glad you could come down, Mr.
Robinson. I had no choice. Some men forced me into a car with vinyl seats and brought me here.
Vinyl, I hate vinyl, too.
I could have your job for this, Stone.
I know. Mr. Robinson, now, normally, I make it my policy not to interfere in family matters, but in this particular case...
Yes, you do.
What?
You always interfere in family matters. Excuse me. Time to go leaf through the old phone book.
Now, Mr. Robinson, about Mac.
He is not getting my money.
Mac does not want your money. He wants your blessing and your approval. It means a lot to him. You mean a lot to him. What is he doing here?
I arrested him.
Oh, God.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Gramps.
You mean you... him and her?
Stone, you're insane.
Well, the jury's still out on that one. Believe it or not. If you'll excuse us.
You want me in here, or should I set up the machine gun nest in the hall?
No, Flo, I think they'll be fine. They're both adults. There is a fresh pitcher of Kool-Aid in the fridge.
I loved Roots.
You arrested my grandfather?
Yes.
You arrested my grandfather?
Yes.
You arrested my grandfather?
I think we've established that now.
You've thrown your whole career out the window. You know that, don't you?
Well, maybe. But then again, maybe Mac's grandfather will realize that we cannot force others to live by our rules. Maybe he'll learn something about himself that he never knew before. He'll expand his horizons. He'll set new goals.
There. We'll miss you too.
You sure you don't want any? Is Cherry?
I want my lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, Thompson, you wouldn't believe where I'm calling from. No. A terrible thing has happened. I've been arrested. Thompson, I'll get back to it. Young lady, what do you think you're doing?
I cannot come between a grandfather and grandson. I must do the honorable thing.
The honorable thing?
Yes. In my country, when a wife has disgraced herself, she must fling herself from an 18-story building.
An 18-story building in Vietnam?
It is rare we are successful.
And you want to do this?
Not particularly, but I have no choice.
Why?
Tradition. Thousands of years of honor, dignity, and sacrifice. Everything that is anything to my people.
Don't do it.
Okay. I guess I'm not your old-fashioned kind of girl.
Yes, I can see that.
You put my wife in there with him?
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, I'm sure human sacrifices seemed like a good idea at the time, sir, but...
Matt, I'm sorry. Forgive me, please. What's past is past. What's done is done.
For everything, there is a season.
I was kidding.
Not a lot of tall comedians, are there?
I hope you like it straight, no ice.
That'll be fine.
You know, this is one of Mac's favorite. He likes cherry and...
Grape.
Yes, grape.
When he was a kid, we used to have the darndest time getting him to drink anything else.
I know. In Vietnam, my family used to serve him tea. I don't think he liked it much, but he was always very polite, so he'd drink it. Especially when I made it.
He was in love with you then?
Oh, no. I was just a child at the time. He used to take care of me and my family in Vietnam. It wasn't until I came to this country that I made him fall in love with me.
Mac taking care of a whole family in Vietnam. That's not surprising. Mac was always a very compassionate human being. Even as a child. In Sunday school, he'd make these little projects. Biblical scenes, and stuff like that. But Mac would always bring home little scraps of paper. He hated to throw them away. He felt sorry for them.
Is that what I am? A scrap of paper he feels sorry for?
I said he was compassionate, not stupid.
He used to say the same thing about you, too.
You're pretty sharp for a...
minority?
My boy never had a chance, did he?
I'm telling you, the room is going to be empty because he threw her out the window and felt bad and jumped himself.
People that rich don't jump themselves. They have people jump for them.
Well, maybe only one jumped.
Now, come on. I know that I've taken a chance and a risky one at that, but before you prophets of doom render your final verdict, let's see what benefit, if any, this... My God, she shot him.
Hi, everybody.
Quarterly.
Hi, Mac. We were just talking about you.
Bright little woman you got here, Mac.
Hey, you're not dead?
Oh, no, I got a few good years left in me.
Your Honor, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. I feel great. I've tried masseurs, chiropractors, but this little girl is something. My back hasn't felt this good in years.
Hey, can I try?
Maybe later, Bull. On a fallen oak.
Will somebody help me up, please? Yeah.
What, did you use that karate stuff on him?
No, Florence, I think you just used good old-fashioned charm.
It's a natural substance we women produce in our sweat glands. It's the first thing to go after the bust.
Well, I guess I'll have to be going. Providing all the charges against me have been dropped.
You have been a great sport, Mr. Robinson.
Well, then you've been a good friend, Judge Stone. My boy got lucky.
So did I. I'm still gonna like you when you're rich.
I appreciate that.
Matt, Juan Lee, I'm expecting you at Meadow Lane for dinner next Sunday.
Are you sure? I mean, everything's straight now?
We've reached an understanding.
We sure have.
However, I would still be glad to impale myself if you'd like.
Oh, no, that won't be necessary. She's really a fine. She really is. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Is that beautiful or what?
Come on, guys, let's get back to work, huh?
I was afraid I'd lost you there for a while.
Oh, nonsense, son. You know I'm a little pig-headed.
Well, Grandma always said so.
Now, wait a minute. Listen. Hey. Now, next time you go running off and get married, and not let me know. You know what I have to do to people who do things like that? Huh?
Come on, Grandma.
You always like to have this.
No, don't tickle.
No, let's have a tickle.
You know, I really like this place. I get kind of misty-eyed when I remember all the great times we had here.
One night he ate the spicy stuff and got sick and threw up on the cashier.
God, I could hear that story 1,000 times and never get tired of it.
Hi, guys.
Hey. What is he doing here?
I invited him. He's so cute, isn't he?
Considering he was raised by wolves, I guess so.
You still owe me porcupine hair.
Listen, chump. You're not going to intimidate me anymore. I don't care who your friends are. I'm never going to pay you that money.
I knew you'd never pay Fielding.
You did, huh?
Yep. That's why on that last shine, I mix battery acid in with the shoe polish.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us.
Still have things to do today? Do them some other time. You're watching a My Time Marathon on TV Land, and you don't have to do anything but stay tuned for more.